And I want to read to all of us the last chapter of the book of Colossians. And that is starting in chapter 4, verse 2 to 6. So, can you all stand, okay, on your feet, not on your hands? Together, we're going to read the Word of God in reverence to His Word. After that, we're going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be with us. It says here, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us, too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chain. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. This is the word of the Lord for tonight. Let's all pray. Lord, thank you for your word. We receive your word and let this word change us from inside out. I pray, Lord, that we will become the person that you have called us to be, a preacher of the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, the background of this text, all right, as you can see, the whole book of Colossians, Paul wrote it to address a wrong teachings that is rampant in the church during that time. Ibig sabihin, kaya sinulat ni Paul itong book of Colossians, which is addressing the people in Colossae, which is a region in Phrygia in Asia Minor. So it's just a boring history. I'm sure hindi niya nakuha yon. But it was to address a wrong teachings. Kumbaga, sinasabi ni Paul, what guys that you're hearing right now is all false. Because Jesus plus nothing equals everything. Ibig sabihin, all the things that you're doing, religiosity, tradition, you don't add it up to what Jesus Christ did already for you. Because Jesus Christ is the supreme being and he is the only one that you need in this life for you to be assured of your salvation. Because during those days, mayroon pumapasok ng mga teachings na kailangan ganito gawin mo, kailangan mag-sacrifice ka, kailangan kumain ka ng itlog na hilaw, kailangan maglakad ka ng nakatihaya, all those things, I just made it up, alright? But you get the point here? Some people are infiltrating the church and telling the people in the church that you have to do this for you to be saved. Imagine, di ba, nag-i-enjoy tayo sa youth service and all of a sudden, may papasok to. Mali yung pag-worship nyo. Kailangan hindi maingay. Kailangan hindi sumisigaw. Kailangan walang patay sindi na ilaw. Imagine, di ba? And all of a sudden, pinaniniwalaan ng mga tao yun. So imagine niyo ganun may pumasok sa church na ganito. Kailangan hindi kayo naka-jeans. Kailangan naka-pada kay lahat. Kailangan mahaba buhok nyo. Imagine yung weird. Pero, during those days, napasok yung ganun, yung church ng Colossae. So, Paul wrote this letter to say, hey guys, huwag niyong paniwalaan yung mga kolokoy na yan. Okay, that's just my colloquial term. But, you have to just have to believe that Jesus Christ is ready enough. What He accomplished on the cross when He died and rose from the dead is already enough. So, this time, at chapter 4, as he closed this letter, he was addressing the Christians, all in general, meaning the people who attend the church, Christian, non-Christian, whoever is part of the church or attending the church. Sabi niya, instead of focusing on all those false traditions and false teachings and, you know, getting yourself into trouble, I want you to focus on this kind of life. Meaning to say, instead of focusing on those things, you should be focusing on how you should live your life from this day on. So, ito yung pag-uusapan natin dito ngayon. So, whether you are a Christian or not, whether you're just attending for some weeks, or you're just new, or matagal ka na dito, okay, you are in the right message today because ito yung final na sinabi ni Paul. Ganito dapat kayo mamuhay. This is how you should ought to live. And my prayer for tonight is you will understand that whether you believe in God or not, this is how you should ought to live. This is how you should live your life in a day-to-day basis. And my prayer and my hope is after you hear this message, you will say, ah, tama ka. This is how should I live. Because if I follow that kind of living, then I can ensure the victory in my life. Sino ba dito gusto talunan sa buhay? We don't wanna, di ba? Everybody loves a winner, right? And this ensures that if you will live this kind of life, Paul is saying, if you live this kind of life, you will be victorious in every step of the way. So are you excited about this? So that's a big background. So I read it in Colossians chapter 4. So can you just go back to Colossians chapter 4, verse 2? It says here, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Short verse, one verse, pero ang daming laman. So the first thing that I want to share to all of us and how you should ought to live your life is this. Be devoted to prayer. Be devoted to prayer. Can you look at the person next to you and say, be devoted to prayer. What do we mean when we say be devoted to prayer? Meaning, you have to be obsessed in a positive way in prayer. Nakakita na ba na obsessed na tao? Ha? Tignan mo yung katabi mo, mukha ba obsessed yan? Hindi naman obsessed yan. But Paul was trying to put a picture here that says here, be devoted to prayer. Meaning, if you're gonna live your lives, if you're gonna build your lives around prayer. And some of us, we have a religious thinking about prayer because we think we grew up in a very religious society. Okay, how many of you here acknowledge that this nation is a very religious nation, right? And we grow up thinking prayer is just a ritual, a tradition na ginagawa niyo tuwing alas tres o tuwing alas sais, or a family gathering na kailangan niyo mag-gather to pray, or a series of words that comes out of your mouth just to, you know, to say that you are fulfilling your religious duty. But you see, praying is more than that. Praying is not just you fulfilling a tradition, you doing an obligation, or gathering with friends and family. Prayer is more than that. You know what prayer is? It's actually connecting to a person. You see, when you build your lives around prayer, you're actually connecting to a person more than you speaking a series of words out from your mouth. Prayer is not just an empty confessions. Prayer is not just a you know, you say it and then that's it. And wala ka na and then okay ka na. No. Prayer is holding someone's accountable because you had that conversation and I'm having this conversation because I know as I share this conversation with a person, something will happen. That is prayer. And Paul was trying to address the people, instead of you focusing on these teachings, why don't you just build your lives, devoting yourself to prayer, connecting yourself to one true God? Instead of listening to a lot of people, why don't you just build your lives around this one person who is God of all? You see, prayer is something that we do so that we can connect to a person so that we can see a better perspective of life. What do I mean by that? You see, like what I said a while ago, I have a daughter and her name is Helena and she's so beautiful right now. She's turning 4 next year. And, you know, one of the rules that we're trying to teach her, not rules, but values that we're trying to teach her, as you all know, kapag 3.5 ka na, 4 ka na, medyo makulit ka na, di ba? And alam ko, si iba rito, hindi masyadong makulit na lumalaki. Ako, makulit ako, so nakikita ko yung sarili ko sa anak ko, kahit babae. And one of the values that we're trying to teach her as a young girl growing up with sinful nature in her heart that needs Jesus Christ is, you know, before you do something, you have to ask permission. Well, obviously, we established some things that she needs to ask permission. And then there are things that she doesn't have to ask permission, like playing with her toys or eating her food. But there are things that we established in her life early on and said, Helena, you cannot do this unless you ask for permission. And one of those things is, you know, we live in a two-story apartment. So one of the things that we told her that she can just go down because we live in a two-story apartment. We live on the second floor and then her grandma lives on the first floor. So from time to time, bumababa siya so that she can visit her lola and play with her because mas naispoil siya sa baba kaysa dun sa magulang niya. So from time to time, bumababa siya. But we established it clearly on her that, you know, you can just go down without asking permission. And then one time, okay, she one time, and I can't remember the exact date, but there was a time that she wants to go down. And because she was so excited to go down, she forgot not to ask for permission. You know, when she went out, nung lumabas siya dun sa may pinto namin, because it was raining during that afternoon, so medyo gabi na, madilim na siya. Alam niyo nangyari? Nadulas siya. You know what was my reaction? Ikaw kasi bata ka, kulit-kulit mo, dapat sa'yo. Hindi ganun. Saka hindi nagtatagalog yun. Hindi niya ako maintindihan. Alam niyo ba't tinuruan ko mag-English? Para hindi siya katuwing katulad ko paglaki. But anyway, this is another story, okay? And you know what was my reaction? Well, of course, you have to comfort her. And Helena, come here. But you know, that was a teaching moment for me. You know what I told her? What happened to you? I got sleep. Why? Because the floor is wet. Okay. What did daddy tell you? Don't go out. Did you ask for permission? No. It was a teaching lesson for me. It was a teaching moment for me. You see, she could have saved herself from sleeping, from hurting herself, if she just asked permission from me. Right? You know why? Because in my mind, if she asked for permission and I would say no to her, you know why? Because I have a better perspective of what's going to happen to her if ever lumabas siya. That's the same thing when we pray. We pray because we know God has a better perspective in life. We pray so that, you know, we will be ensured that whatever we will do, it will be beneficial for all of us. That's why Paul was telling the Colossians, hey, devote yourself into prayer. You know, sometimes the reason we have so much trouble in our lives is because we think we already know what's going to happen in our lives. We think we're already in control. We think we know what's best for us. But not knowing that you're just a limited, finite human being and you don't have the best perspective in life in terms of this life. You see, prayer is not just locking down yourself inside the room and kneel down and say, God, help me. It's more than that. You see, prayer, like what I said, is building a relationship. And you can build a relationship wherever you are. Prayer is like, naiinis ka na, kaharap mo na yung katabi mo, yung kaklase mo. Prayer is like, Lord, gusto ko na siyang sapakin. But you know you're in control. You're the God of love. Just give me love today. Of course, you don't say it verbatim, but you say it in your mind. Prayer is like, should I go to this party or not? You see, don't just go to a party and say, "Oy, na-text niya ako, say, punta na ako." No, you pause and say, is this really worth going to or not? Prayer is, should I give or not? You just have to pause and say, maybe I should give. Prayer is, should I say yes to this guy or not? Well, he's cute, but he's a jerk. I guess you know the reason. You already know the answer. But she's cute. You know, sometimes God is not silent in your issues about life. We are just disobedient to His word. He is not silent. He is never silent in every issues of your life. It's just that we don't want to follow Him. But you see, whenever you take time and say, God, I want to be connected to you. I want to build a relationship with you. I want to pray. I want to devote myself to prayer so that I can ensure this life will be beneficial for me, so that I'll be victorious in this life. That was what Paul was trying to say, these people. You're probably making decision today whether life and death, whether it's trivial or just ordinary, but let me urge you, devote it to God first. Devote it in prayer first before you do something else. Hindi naman kailangan ng matagal, hindi naman kailangan lumuhod eh. Just pause ka lang. Huh? That's it. Because that is prayer. That was Paul was trying to tell to the Colossians. Instead of you getting out of focus with a lot of teachings, a lot of voice, just build yourselves around this prayer. connecting yourself to God. Second, he said, not just be devoted in prayer, but if you go back to that verse, it says there, be devote yourselves to prayer, and then being watchful and thankful. And this is the second verse I want to share to all of us. It is how you ought to live your life. Be what? Watchful and thankful. Be watchful and thankful. What do I mean by that? You see, when Paul was trying to address the Colossians during those times, you know, the people in Colossae, they have this idea that, you know, in a city, actually, usually during those days, okay, people in a city live in a walled city. Meaning to say, people are living inside walls because to protect them from invaders, to protect them from troubles or people, you know, kasi dati uso yung, alam mo, yung papasok ko lang sa city, invade niya, kukunin yung mga, ano, kukunin yung mga wealth doon, and susunugin, and that's it. So, for people to be protected, they have to live inside the wall. And then, in every wall, sa walled city, mayroong watchtower. Okay? Yan, galing ha, may watchtower. And then this watchtower, okay, 24/7, may nakatoka dyan. And the purpose of that is, okay, for the city to be protected. So malayo pa lang, nakikita na kung merong mananakop. And this is the picture that Paul was trying to put in the minds of the Colossians. He says, you be watchful. Meaning to say, don't you ever believe that there's no enemy out there who will destroy you. Be watchful in terms that don't be naive thinking that you just because you're a Christian, just because you're attending church, just because you say hallelujah, amen, you're not protected from the evil one. Don't you ever believe that, because all the more that you are following God today, all the more that you are a follower of Jesus, all the more you are a target of the enemy. That's why you have to be watchful. The more you become successful, the more you become victorious, the more you progress in this life, all the more you need to be watchful. Being watchful meaning not being paranoid that the enemy is there to kill you, but being watchful meaning just being wise, knowing that I have something of value that I have to guard. You know why those watchtowers are there? Because in a city, there's wealth, there's values. There are valuables in there. And the enemies out there would like to have that valuables, that wealth inside of that city. The same way for all of us. The Bible says, we have been deposited with life. And the enemy doesn't want you to enjoy it, and the enemy will get it from you. That's why don't be naive thinking, you know, I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ, I attend the Friday night youth service. That's it. No, no, no. Don't be, I should say, no, no more. Not that word. That's not good. Don't be naive. Why? Because there are treasures in you that the enemy wants to destroy and get it from you. So ano yung kailangan natin i-watch sa sarili natin? Be watchful of the enemies. You know, the enemies attack us. Konting media exposure. A little bit of these relationships. Konting party rito, konting party doon. So, nung pakonti-konti, media exposure, then I read magazine. Oh, okay. Galing. Next thing you know, wow. 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 And then you go to the internet. Or relationship. Hi. 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 Tara na. You see, the enemies will not come to us in a form like a dinosaur. Wow! Para takutin ka, no. He will come in a form like an ant. Pakunti-kunti lang. Seemingly harmless, but next thing you know, you're gonna be eaten alive. I have talked to some people who have fallen from their relationship with God. You know what's the common denominator? It started with the outright sin. It started with the little things in their lives. Konting porn, konting relationship, konting tugs, konting party, konting substance lang, konti lang naman eh. The next thing you know, they're being destroyed. That's why you have to be watchful! Don't be naive. Don't you ever think you are exempted. No, you have to be watchful. That's why Paul is trying to tell them, hey, be watchful of your life. Do you hear this? Parang ayong itong pinagsasabi ko dito. Be watchful. Because there are treasures in you for you to enjoy. But also the enemy is out there for you to get it from you so that you can be destroyed. And also, be watchful and thankful. Magkapatid yan. Alam niyo kung bakit? If being watchful makes you, you know, prepare or mindful that there are treasures in you, but being thankful is recognizing what you already have. You know, the best, not the best, you know, the most happy people in this life are the people who recognize not what they don't have, but the people who recognize what they already have. Do you hear that? Yung masayang tao daw dito sa mundo, hindi yun yung mga tao na lahat meron sila. They are the people that recognize that wala silang ganito, pero kung ano yung meron sila, yun yung ini-enjoy nila. Yun yung masayang tao. You wanna be fulfilled in this life? Be thankful. Be thankful. See, recognizing what you have is already enough for you to be happy. You know, the grumpiest people in this life are the people who's always focused on what they don't have. Wala akong ganito, wala akong ganyan, wala akong relationships, wala akong cellphone, wala akong nanay, wala akong tatay, ang pangit ko pa. Who told you that? Dahil ba sinabihan ka ng media, sabi sa media, ganito yung standard ng kagwapuhan, pangit ka naman, who told you that? Nobody said that you're ugly. It's just what you believe. The media said that this is the standard of beauty. No. Everybody has a standard of beauty. It just so happens you're different. Do you hear this? Instead of focusing on what you don't have and the world expects of you to have, instead of focusing on those things, why don't you focus on what you have? I'm supposed to play the Taklova next week, but because of some changes, you know, hindi nagtuloy. But looking at the news, seeing all those pictures, watching all those stories, aren't you grateful? You have what you have today, the families, the home, the clothes, the food that you eat. And here we are, naiinis pa tayo, bakit malamig yung Pasko natin, but wala ka pang girlfriend, wala ka pang boyfriend. See, sometimes you just need to have a better perspective, to be thankful to what you have. Lord, thank you, may nanay ako. Lord, thank you, may kapatid ako. Kasi sa Tacloban, wala na silang bahay, wala na yung nanay niya. Lord, thank you, nakapag-aral ako. Kasi yung mga taga-Tacloban, wala na ng school nila, tinangay na nga. Lord, thank you, kasi may separos ako. Kasi yung police doon sa Tacloban, nahiram pa ng sinelas para makapasok sa duty niya. Do you hear this? You have to be watchful and thankful, meaning recognizing what you already have, the treasures that you already have. You know, I remember when I was trying to court my wife, not trying, but convincing my wife, you know, that I'm the man, that the right man for her. I was trying to convince her na kaya ko siyang buhayin, I can survive her. Kaya ko siyang buhayin, and we were talking about a lot of things. And then all of a sudden, you know, I was trying to say to this thing, you know, I may never have a lot, okay? I may never offer you Caribbean vacation, but who knows? I may never give you the Louis Vuittons or the 5-star hotels, you know, every week. I may never give you the bling blings and all of those things, but I can assure you, we will enjoy this life together. Sabi ko, pogi points yan. And then I gave her this example. You see, life is kind of like Starbucks and Kapeng Barako. Huwag niyong kunin itong tip na to, ah. Yung mga nililigaw. Hey, a lot of people think you deserve a Starbucks. Okay? Because Starbucks is the best coffee in the planet or in town. And for you to be fulfilled and happy as a coffee lover, you have to have Starbucks. And kind of, life is kind of like that. You know, people are falling in line just to grab a Starbucks. Right? And you know, I told her, but you know, if you go to Batangas, they will not fall in line for a Starbucks. You know what they will want to have as a coffee? Kapeng Barako. And the people who are drinking Kapeng Barako will never feel inferior to the people who have Starbucks. You know why? Because I am enjoying Kapeng Barako. Wala akong pakialam sa Starbucks. And I don't think these people in Batangas are less privileged because not because they're not having Starbucks. And probably in their thinking, I have the best coffee. Niloloko lang kayo ng mga Starbucks people. That's just plain marketing. They're just fooling you. The best coffee is this. In fact, kinukuha nyo nga rito dito. Nalalagyan nyo lang ng green, na green markings para maging social. Do you follow this? What's the point here? Perspective. Being thankful what you have. And I told her that, you see, I may never offer you a Starbucks, but I can offer you a Kapeng Barako and we can enjoy this life forever. Sinagot na ako. Dahil ako lang. Do you hear this? You just have to be thankful. Watchful and thankful. That's what Paul was trying to say to the Colossians. You have to be watchful and thankful. Watchful because there are treasures in you and the enemy will try to steal it from you. Thankful that you have to recognize that there's something valuable in you. You have to thank God so that you can enjoy life. Now, last, and this is the real message. Are you ready? That was just a short introduction of my message. Ready pa ba kayo? Mga 30 minutes pa. Dela wala lang, okay. You see, Paul addressed the people in Colossae to live a certain kind of life. You have to be devoted to prayer. You have to be watchful and thankful. He wants them to live this certain kind of life. You know why? Because you have a purpose. Paul is trying to address the people in Colossae, because there's a mission that God wants them to accomplish. And what is that? If you read starting from verse 3 to 6, ito yung ginawa ni Paul. He shifted, okay? He addressed the people, this is how you should live your life. But then I want to ask for a prayer because this is really important. It says here, and pray for us too that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am chained. Meaning to say, I told you guys these things, this is how you should live your life, but by the way, I want you to pray for me because I want to preach the gospel. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as should. And then he shifted again. Be wise in the way you act toward outsider. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. This is the main message that I want to share to all of us. You should live this kind of life so that, why? Next is so that you can be a preacher of the gospel. Be devoted to prayer. Great. Be watchful and thankful. Great. And I want you to live that kind of life so that you can be a preacher of the gospel. Notice that I said there, be a preacher, not preach the gospel. You know why? Because preaching the gospel is easy. Anyone can preach the gospel. In fact, the most rebellious, wicked guy out there can read the Bible and preach the gospel and it could have the same effect. Because the word of God is the word of God. Whoever said it has power in it. But I said here, be a preacher of the gospel. You know why? Because you have to embody the message so that you can preach the gospel. And Paul was trying to tell the people here, hey, be devoted in prayer. Be watchful and thankful because I want you to become a preacher of the gospel. And people will not believe you. People will not recognize the message. People will not understand your message if they will not see it in your life. They have to see it. Kailangan nila maniwalaan yun sa buhay mo. Kailangan nila makita yun. And if they don't see it, how can they believe? That's why in verse 5, can you just go back to the next one? In verse 5 of chapter 2, sorry, chapter 4 says there, be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. It speaks about your life. Do you have the fear of the Lord in your heart? You see, you can only have the fear of the Lord in your heart as being wise if you have devoted yourself into prayer. If you are watchful about your life, if you are thankful about your life, make the most of every opportunity. Let your all coming be always full of grace. How can your conversation be full of grace if you haven't spent time with the one true God, who's the source of grace? How can your conversation be seasoned with salt, with substance, if you don't know what treasure you have in your life? How can you answer everyone who has questions about God if they don't sleep in your life? Don't just preach the gospel. Be a preacher of the gospel. Ang laki ng diferensya nun. Be a preacher. Meaning, you have to embody the message. You know why you have to be a preacher of the gospel? You know why you have to embody the message? Because that was Jesus exactly did when he came down here on earth. You see, God could have preached the gospel in heaven, from heaven. He could just say, believe in God. Repent. But he didn't do that. You know what God did? He sent his son. Live the life that we have. Embody the message that he needs to preach so that people in his time will believe not just the message, but the person. Same is true for all of us. Just because you attend church, just because you sing hallelujah, just because you raise your hand, you know, pinasayaw ko ni Tonton kanina dito. Just because your attendance is complete in Victory Weekend, that doesn't make you a Christian. You know what makes you a Christian? If you are fully sold out, I'm gonna come out, go out in my campus and preach the gospel. And I will do that by living the life that is surrendered to the gospel. Just because you don't sin a lot, just because, you know, you don't watch porn a lot, just because, you know, you don't do all those stupid stuff na ginagawa na klase mo, ibig sabihin na mas angat sa kanila. No, 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 no. Thank God you are prayerful. Thank God you are watchful. Thank God you are thankful. But it should translate in you preaching the gospel. It should be translated into that. If the gospel is not being preached through your life, then nothing else really matters in your life. See, life is not about you. Life is not just being successful, being an engineer, or accumulating a lot of wealth. Life is about fulfilling a purpose of God in your life. A while ago, I told you, you guys all have purpose. You know what is that purpose? To bring glory into God. That's why when Jesus Christ was here, he said, the glory belongs to you, my Father. The same purpose that Jesus Christ fulfilled by dying on the cross is the same purpose that we have. To bring glory to God. And how do we bring glory to God? By preaching his message. Not just living a life that is honorable to him, but also preaching his message of the gospel. As I close, I remember when Iris and I attended a college reunion. I don't know if I shared this before here. Iris grew up in a very well-provided family. Okay, but latter part in their lives, something happened with the business of their dads. But she was sent to a very nice school. Yung mga kaklase niya, very affluent. Anak ng mayor, anak ng doktor, and all these rich kids. And then one time, we attended this college reunion. And you know, college reunion, right? I don't know kung hindi pa kayo nakakatang, kasi some of you, or most of you are not here, hindi pa graduate. And they were talking about, you know, the troubles they had. One, you know, just came from Paris. Another one just, you know, stayed for 2 months in New York. And some, you know, nag-Chicago sila. And then some went to Korea. You know, picture. And they're talking about their careers. One is a lawyer. One is a corporate, climbing the corporate ladder, almost malapit na maging senior executive. One is grooming to become a lawyer, being groomed to be the next mayor of the town, and all those things. And looking at them, you know, they're wearing their nice watches, you know, Rolex, and they have their bags, Louis Vuittons, and their cell phones, everything. And then, pauwi na kami, tapos na yung reunion, and then faking everything, nalaka lang. And then, uwi na kami, you know, they have their drivers, nice car, and then, here we are. We have a Kia Pride. A 1993 Kia Pride. Layo nga ng pinaradahan ko para hindi makita. Insecurity ko, no? Isang kalawang na lang, hindi natatakbo yan eh. Isang kalawang na lang, hindi pumipirma. Then going back home, we were thinking, kami ni Iris, what are we doing in our lives? Obviously, we're more smart than those people. I think I'm more smart than that guy. If communication is communication per se, I know how to communicate. Why are we doing our lives? Why are we here? Why are we doing campus ministry? Why are we here? Why are we doing this? We could have, you know, travel around the world. You know, we could have a lot of money in the bank. You know, we could have a good gadgets. You know, and Iris, you know, I told Iris, you could have your nice jewelry and, you know, your Louis Vuittons. You know, we could go to Paris. I could have my nice car in the Kia Pride. Why are we here? And we're thinking, is there really missing in our lives? And you know, while driving, we had a God moment. And this is the picture that God showed us while we're driving. You know what is that? Maybe we don't have Louis Vuittons. Maybe we don't have nice cars. Maybe hindi kami makakapunta sa Paris. But you know what we have? A student who is rebelling against his parents. And we shared our lives to that person. And now he's going to be victorious. And we can be sure that guy has a future in God. You know what else we have? You, Iris. You have this girl coming to you for counseling. Who's confused about his identity. Kung babae ba siya or lalaki ba siya. But then you share the gospel to her. And now she's convinced she's a princess and beautiful for God. And because of that, she has a great future. And we, name after names, I have this, I have that, I have Michael, I have Angelo, I have Miguel, I have, and then I said, you know, I have Lisa, I have Anna, I have Grace. You know what I realize? We may never have the Louis Vuittons, but we have people that we have shared lives together, that we have preached the gospel to them. And because of that, they have great destiny and future. Guys, nothing is more fulfilling than seeing lives being changed because of the power of the gospel that you have preached through your life. You see, there is a hole in your heart that says purpose. And no amount of wealth, popularity could ever fill that hole. There's only one person who can fill that hole. God. The purpose of God should fit in the hole of your heart. You want to be fulfilled? Be a preacher of the gospel. Amen. Let's all pray.